So, Nishanu, did you have some things specifically that you wanted to cover today by way of agenda?
You know, we started talking about that during our morning call this morning. Okay. By the way,
yeah,
we have been officially named the LaGorse Group.
The LaGorse Group. Okay.
We have our, all of our stuff is, we've got it all joined together now, and we have our team name. So when you do a report, a performance review, it says it on the performance review.
Okay.
The LaGorse Group.
Wow, that's exciting.
Yes. So we're making progress.
Absolutely. Even yes. Mijanu, even I noticed what, as I opened up some accounts, even when you go to 3D to open up some accounts and you go into the drop down menu and you look at the 018 and the 0223, it comes up with the LaGorse Group.
Oh, okay. Fantastic.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
We're feeling more and more like a real thing.
Yeah, you all have morphed into a team at this point, a real mm-hmm. team. So that's great.
And a team with nice attitudes, I think. So that's a great thing.
I think so. Mm-hmm. I think so too.
Nora, we don't get to see you on these calls.
No. Little... You don't want to see me.
I do.
You want to see me in person. That's how you want to see me, in person. I'm not a very photogenic person.
Oh. Well,
not really at the time. Somebody needs to check her because that's very unlike her.
Okay. All right.
So we have been doing our morning huddles.
Okay.
Which is very good. But now I think that we may need a little help with, incorporating other meetings into our repertoire.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't want to be overdoing it, but I think that we probably have, you know.
Like a once a week thing, maybe?
The scoreboard meetings.
Scoreboard. That is, I'm so interested in the scoreboard.
Okay.
So we need to maybe incorporate the scoreboard meeting, and each accountable party is delivering a portion of that scoreboard. So we'll spend some time talking about that today.
Okay.
And then I have, I wanted to really spend time to really talk about kind of the next phase of where teaming should be headed. And I'm going to put up a graphic when everybody, you know, gets on. So I wanted to share that with you as well.
Any news from Joe?
No, Joe's still on the phone.
Here comes Nicole.
Yeah, still on the phone, yep. Let me go see. No, still on the phone.
Okay.
So then kind of like, so the scoreboard will be the information that we feed Nicole about where we're at and what our progress is and what we're working on and stuff like that, right?
Yeah, what it is it's you can call it a scoreboard, you can call it kind of your weekly accountability sheet.
Mm-hmm.
If you like, or whatever you want to call it. Okay.
Got
I'm not hung up on names. Hi, Nicole. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. Sorry I'm late.
That's okay. Are you in New Jersey?
No. It's cold in my house.
Okay. Because I know they got dumped on. There's a lot of snow up there. I've heard from some of my New Jersey folks.
Yes. Like 15 inches of snow. Yeah.
You add snow drifts into that and you get a lot of snow. Okay, so we were talking about the scoreboard. And the scoreboard should be done on a weekly basis. And what you're doing is you're holding yourselves accountable for some measurement, some things you want to measure each week. You don't want to wait to the end of the month and say, we did this, we did that. Okay, so here we are in February, and 1/12 of the year towards your performance is gone. 1/12. Okay, so what we want to do now is look at our accountability measures and ask ourselves, what do we want to measure that's going to lead to the progress that we want to have as a team from a performance standpoint? Okay, so obviously you want to measure your revenues. That's a measure.
Mm-hmm.
You want to measure, I think, COIs and their ability to deliver personal introductions.
Mm-hmm.
I think you want to measure, you know, if you're using VIPSA, you want to measure that. You want to measure plans done, plans implemented.
Mm.
You want to look at your tracking on client appointments. If the goal for each of the producers is 4 client appointments a day, then you want to measure the number of appointments made and the ones that were actually completed. So if we said we wanted 4 for Monday, but we only got 2, then what happened? Oh, 2 people dropped out. Well, why did they drop out? Oh, they didn't receive their meeting notice and agenda on time, or whatever the reason. So you want to measure that. I think you want to look at the agendas that were sent out. I think you want to measure the executive summaries that went out, because that's going to tell you how well you're doing with your concierge practice. You told everybody we got a concierge practice, but are we delivering it as a team? Okay. And I would think, Denora, you want to measure rapid response.
Okay.
Okay, that means clients call in, you know, dividend search, operational issue, and, you know, there's going to be some things you can respond to.
Right.
Get done in an hour. There's some things that might take you a little bit longer, but you should right. let them know. So you should measure what's coming in and how quickly we're able to respond.
Got it. Okay.
So that's,
those I'm sorry, are the, response or completion?
Well, that it's one and the same. It's okay. Responding.
And completing.
And completing are kind of one and the same. It's a 1-hour response to problems with a 24-hour resolution.
Got it.
Okay. Now, each of the director roles should have some things broken down. And you can separate these out any way that you want. You know, VP of planning, you should be measuring, you know, household growth. So VP of planning, you're going to give your report. This is what we've got in the pipeline for this week. In terms of assets and liabilities, this is what we were able to accomplish. This is how many new relationships we created. This is how many new plans were done. And you'll find that on page 96 of your guide. So it's got a sample scoreboard in there. Now, why do we do this? We do this because we don't want to spin our wheels. When we come in, we want to know that we are moving proactively towards something that reaches the conclusion, which is obviously growth in the business. So that's why the VP of planning, the VP of implementation is looking at assets, liabilities, production, you know, new accounts as well. So that's all on page 96. VP of brand management, VP of marketing, and VP of leadership. Big picture kinds of things. Okay. Now we all know, and I don't want you to spend all your time. Hello, Joe. How are you?
Doing good. Thank you.
Good. I don't want you to spend all your time just in measurement, but I do want you to hold each other accountable for some of the things you're trying to measure. Okay. And that means that the right hand knows what the left hand is doing each time. So when you look at scoreboards, there's templates in there. You don't have to, you know, look at them like this, but there's a financial advisor's goals for the game board. There's a client service associate example. That's on page 95. Page 96 are the measurable goals. And on page 97, if you want to get down to measuring your pipeline, it's number of introductions, 90-day test drives, you know, introductions from the client acquisition strategies that you are employing. Okay? Now, let me tell you what I did on this personal introductions piece. I have an FA, same firm, Morgan Stanley. And I said, for a solid month, I want you to, and I know it's going to be tough, don't accept any client referrals unless they're personally introduced via Zoom. And guess what? He probably had 5 or 6 new relationships in that month. And the referrer is on the call. The prospective client is on the call. He is on the call. And the referrer is making the handoff. The transition seems to just work perfectly when you're doing it that way. So I'd like you to be thinking about how you receive an endorsement or a referral and getting it personally introduced and using Zoom. Tends to work that way. Tends to work very, very well that way. Okay. Now, any questions on that part of what we've covered in terms of the scoreboard? Anyone? Make sense?
You said this is weekly?
Yeah, this is your weekly. Let's sit down and let's see where we are. Remember the analogy I told you in the beginning. I said, you know, at the end of January, if we have to go and look back, 1/12 of the year is gone already. If you wait till the end of February to do this, then you know, you've got 2/12 of your revenue year, and it's hard to turn things around when you are not spotting trends in your business. So the scoreboard is designed to help you spot a trend, spot a deficiency, something that we need to work on, sound the alarm. Something's not working. Let's go fix it. That's why you do this. Okay. And those sessions should be maybe 30 minutes in length. Specific agenda, each accountable party, you know, talks about their thing that they're measuring, and then you collectively have a discussion about any trends that we're spotting. Now, these could be positive trends. We're finding out that, you know, our ability to work with our COIs is just outstanding. Or we're finding that getting personal introductions is really working for us. Or we're finding that, you know, our follow-up with executive summaries is a little bit deficient, and that limits our concierge service, so we need to polish up that aspect of our business. Okay? So spot trends and critique. Okay? Critique what you're doing. That's the purpose of the scoreboard. Okay? Good question. Anything else? You okay with that, Joe?
Yeah, I'm fine. We just have a lot of moving parts because I'm sure people hire you to take their team to a certain place, but we're just forming the team and adding assets into the team, into different FC breakdowns. And so we have, you know, not just the one moving part in terms of trying to recognize the business and going forward.
Right.
We're actually in that formation phase that we just, you know, have a name. I just got my first email from a client, Gerbaki, just emailed me, what's this Lagorse group? So that was my first email. I'm not sure where he saw it, if he received an email, how he saw it. I tried to find out, but he didn't pick up the call. So,
he got it on his statement. He got it on his monthly statement. Mijanu or Nicole?
It's just formed in the past, what?
Yeah, but it's on your outgoing email, and it's on our performance reviews that we're sending out right now.
All right. So it's on outgoing email. All right. So,
but this is a really good subject for us to talk about because, you know, that we should be preemptively addressing that question before people are asking us, don't you think, or does it not matter?
Yeah, I think it does. I think it gives you, an opportunity to address it on the monthly call or send out a notification to your clients. Don't be alarmed. As you know, we have a team. Our team has a name. This is the name of our team. There will be no interruption in service. We just wanted to make sure we had an identity for our team. Okay? But my name is still Mijanu, and I'm still Joe Friedman, so on and so forth. You know, have a look, get a little humor in it all, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We're good with that.
All right. Super. Now, I want to go into screen share mode for a moment, and I wanted to just share things. Now, I know, but back to Joe first before I go into screen share. Look, you're going to constantly be dealing with the four things we coach on: segmentation, organization, acquisition, and leadership. When you sum it up, those are the four things. You're going to be dealing with these four things throughout the life cycle of the business. Okay? So right now you've got this team and you are back to, you know, some organizational kinds of things that are necessary. The scoreboard is part of the organizational component. And so you're going to be dealing with these things as you become the supercharged, really outstanding team that you are becoming. Okay? Now, having said that, I'm going to show you I'm going to go to screen share, and I want to bring up a slide. I think you may have seen it, but I want to show this with you, mm-hmm. share this with you. Mm-hmm. I don't know why this is telling me host has disabled the screen share, because I'm the host.
Yeah.
This is crazy.
I really want to know, Curtis.
Yeah.
How significant is your position in Zoom stock?
You know, let me tell you, I think Zoom is probably here forever unless something else comes in to totally disrupt it. But, you know, I'm late. Late to the party.
All right. It's never too late. The stock's down significantly from its high, so.
Oh, is it?
And I know that you are one of their largest proponents.
Oh, I'm big on that. You know, I'm going to tell you, there are firms out there, some of the big ones, that aren't on Zoom. They got, what's this other one? They're using WebEx and a couple of others that are out there.
All right.
So, and you can't make the handoff. And I guess I got a problem here. I can't go to shared screen mode here. This is ridiculous. Oh, wow. Let me go to full screen. Okay, let's see now. I don't know. I can't go to my screen view, so sorry about that. Mm-hmm. Not gonna be able to share this PowerPoint slide. So anyway, that's so frustrating. I don't know why it says host disabled participant screen sharing.
And you're the host.
And I'm the host. Don't get it. I don't get it. So I'm going to talk through it. If you have, do you have a copy of the book, Supernova Advisor Teams, by any chance? Okay. There's a chapter in there on team collaboration. And let me tell you exactly, that's on page 73. And I have a color graphic that I wanted to share with you. But what it is it's got the FA team in the center. It's on page 76, actually. And in the center of the graphic is the FA team. And where we're moving to is this collaborative, environment where your team is now capable of interacting with a specialty team. This means some team that has capabilities that you don't have, and you bring them into a client meeting. Okay. Perfect example of this was a team I was working with that had no endowment experience, and they brought in a specialist to help them close a huge endowment. It was additive. They added a $50 million relationship where they split business. Okay, so interacting with a specialty team that has specialized capabilities. It could be pensions, it could be nonprofits, it could be in the business financial services area. And so this diagram indicates that from a collaborative point of view. The second thing that this FA team does, which is you, is you might interface with a specialist in mortgages, lending, insurance, or estate planning, which means that you're interacting with specialists that have expertise that you don't have. You get them on your Zoom call and bring that capability to your client meeting. Okay. Now, my understanding so far is that the team has got an expertise in planning. They have an expertise in fixed income, and they have an expertise in portfolio management. So what your team is now doing is interfacing in the areas where you don't have expertise, and you get a good list and identify who can be capable in the areas that you don't have expertise in, and bring that to bear on the client relationship. All right. This team, which is your team, also interfaces with your branch manager. Okay? Lean on the branch manager a little bit here. They support the FA team on significant appointments, navigates the firm, and applies the firm's resources. Sometimes clients want to know that there's this person that's significant, that's paying attention and understands what they're doing with you. So you utilize that manager on very significant appointments only. I had a rule where if the relationship was 10 million and above, it was okay to call me. Okay. So that is your collaborative team model. I wrote a whole chapter about team collaboration. And the analogy that I used was, and this was like if you had a Navy SEAL group of five, a five-person team, and they're out on a mission, and they encounter this superior force of, let's say, 150 combatants, okay? They're not going to send those five people up against those 150. They're going to call in carrier support, drone strikes, quick reaction force. They're going to bring in the full complement of capabilities to bear on that issue. So that's what we want you to get to as an organized team. How do you feel about that? And have you done any of that yet?
Well, like for instance, Mijanu and I, we have talked to our family wealth, our family planning area. And okay. I was speaking to the client. That's why I got on late, because he's got significant family assets that came from his parents. And so we would be able to put on our marketing piece that we have a family wealth planning office. Okay. And it wouldn't be a source of revenue per se. They're not revenue producing, but they are important that we can really provide that to our clients.
Right.
So that's an area of expertise that we could be listing as an area that we could be,
part of your list. Overall team. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Part of your delivery, part of your capability as a team. You know, and the other capability that you have, and I really wanted you to see this graphic, is that you can interface with the client's, team. Their CPA, their lawyer, And that's what you do. That's all part of the graphic, is that interface to bring your team capability and relationship to manage that interconnectivity. So now your team is seen as the quarterback managing all these interconnectivities. So how does that sound to you, Mijanu, in terms of where you're headed as a team?
I think it's important, because there's going to be opportunities that you need to leverage those relationships.
And that's really what I want you to think about, is
I think we're in the first steps of, yeah, of that.
Okay. Okay. So that's what we do when we talk about team collaboration. And what it does is it gives you the force multiplier effect. And you know, and that's the ability to take this very agile team and basically double or triple its capabilities. So that's where we're going. So we're moving more from, you know, an assembly to really maximizing your team's capabilities. Okay. Getting the force multiplier. All right. Now, that's kind of what I wanted to spend time today. I'm sorry I couldn't share the graphic with you, but what I will do is I will send it to you in a PowerPoint and let you look at it. I don't know how to disable this host disabled participant screen sharing. It's the first time that that's happened, so I gotta go get that figured out. But you know, we'll come to
give it to your team. Give it to your team. Your team can work that out for you.
Yes, I will. I'm going to give it to my Zoom team to work this out and let them figure that out. But I will send you the graphic, which kind of explains all of this. Now, let's go around the table and just give me a little update on how things are going. Let's start with Amir. Amir, how are things going with you?
Everything's good. Busy. Helping Joe put accounts, moving them to the new JPN and putting them in PM, placing the trade. All good.
Okay. Any new breakthroughs?
Not necessarily anything new.
Okay. All right. Feeling organized?
I mean, yeah. Yeah, I feel organized. You know, we can always feel a little bit more organized, but okay. Feel organized.
All right. Good. All right. Nicole, tell me, give me an update. How are things going with you and with regards to Supernova and the team?
Sure. So things are busy, definitely, like Amir said. I find lately I'm heavier in like client, like opening accounts, doing account transfers, things like that. Just a lot of maintenance, which okay. is fine. Team wise though, I think we're communicating well. We definitely get use out of our daily calls in the morning, and Denora and I have a good system going since she's in the office and I'm home. So okay. I think we're kind of like each other's right hand, when we need to mail things out, like we have that down and that's seamless. Overall, I'd say it's busy. I've also been trying to pay attention to the hour response.
Okay.
I do try to get back to clients quickly, even if it's just telling them, you know, I'll look into it and circle back later. So okay. I've been keeping that in mind, from when you first suggested it.
Okay.
Overall, good. I mean, I think we'll continue to get more seamless as we move forward.
Right. Okay. Okay. So, think about who's going to be responsible for, you know, each aspect of the scoreboard. you know, meaning, mm-hmm. you know, who's going to make sure that they're getting the information from each of the team members to have a scoreboard discussion, okay, each week. So mm-hmm. think about that. Denora, let's hear yes. from, let's hear from you. How are things going?
I think the overall theme seems to be that we are busy, but I think that we are very productive, and I like that, what Nicole said. We do have this little, you know, system now that we've implemented. Well, you know, I take advantage of the fact that she's, you know, at home and she's got different skills than I do, and she takes advantage of the fact that I'm here, and that's been complementing each other, and I think that we've become pretty good at that. And I agree with Amir too. I mean, I like to be organized. I thrive on that because that gives me control.
Right.
And I think we're okay, but of course there's always room for improvement. We need more organization, but all in all, I don't feel anything, you know, negative. On the contrary, I think everything that's happening, is pretty good, but it's all in the making, and it's kind of like, you know, taking shape, you know?
Okay.
So I'm good.
All right. Okay. Mijanou, did you want to have anything to comment on in terms of your experiences now and how things are coming for the team?
I think we're all very excited about you know, taking this to the next level. I keep remembering something that was said in another team training session I went to years and years and years ago, where they talked about how important it is to work on our business as much as we do in our business, making sure that we are adjusting how we're operating. You know, like last week we talked about, should we all be on every call? And now we've been able to, you know, shift a little bit, and so that, you know, maybe Joe's on one call while I'm on another. So that kind of right. frees us up time-wise, making sure that we're discussing what we're going to talk about during our call, and if the other person should be on for one reason or another, that we should do that. The other thing that I, you know, in that whole organization, and the other thing that I really would like to kind of feel like we have a plan for is the formal introduction of our team, whether it's, you know, doing Zoom meetings or, and making them short,
right.
but sweet. Mm-hmm. Introduce us to everybody as a team and help illustrate why it's beneficial to the client. We had, Joe, Amir, and I had a referral Zoom
okay.
this week. And I'd love to hear, you know, what Joe and Amir feel about it. But I think that you're helping us kind of fine tune our introduction.
Yeah.
Was on our minds. I know I could use a lot
okay.
of work on it. And just feeling like it's rather than getting nervous about it or worried, you know, like anything, practicing the
right.
skill. I think we can probably do more of that so that we just feel comfortable going. A lot of the stuff we talk about, you can tell we're like, it's a regular thing at this point. We've
yes,
been doing it
yes.
for long enough. That, old introduction, whether it's in person or on Zoom, it doesn't matter. I think I know I can use
okay.
a lot of work on it.
Okay.
So
I think we should do a dry run on our next call. Okay. And mm-hmm. I think the key in all of this is the transition. You know, making a very good transition after you have said your piece. And so you want to be scripted initially, and then you'll get to a point where you'll be scripted in your mind, but you won't be reading from, you know, from a formal script. So it's like you know, who's going to kick off the meeting. So if it's one of Joe's clients, maybe he's in the kickoff. You know, hello, Bill. I just want to take a moment to introduce you to this fantastic team that I'm proud to be associated with that brings to bear all of Morgan Stanley's resources, in support of our efforts and portfolio development, and wealth management strategies. And the first person on the team I want to introduce you to is, Mijanu. Mijanu then says, hey, Bill, it's good to be here with you today. And, you know, one of the areas of focus for the team, in addition to having an overall wealth management capability and knowledge, the primary focus I have is on portfolio management and asset allocation. And in that regard, we're going to look at structuring portfolios, minimizing risk, and making sure that our clients only take the risk that they are able to assume. And then Joe says, another member of our team that I'm really, really pleased with is Amir Murali. Amir, take a moment and describe your background, what you do for the team. And boom, Amir, you've got the football now. You know, as the financial planning strategist on the team, the way I work with clients is, and this is what I do for Joe's clients and Mijanu's clients, and this is how we integrate planning in our whole process. Boom, boom, boom. And then, Joe, you then introduce Nicole. And then Nicole says, this is my role on the team. This is what I do for clients. So on and so forth. And then she passes it back to you, Joe. Then Joe, you know, introduces Denora. Okay. And then she talks about what she does operationally for the team. So this is what you want to be able to do. And you say, and then Joe, you summarize in the context of these members of the team, you know, in addition to that, you know, our team may collaborate with specialists in the area of mortgages, lending, so on and so forth. We may bring in, you know, we may co-partner with teams that have maybe an expertise in nonprofits, pensions, so on and so forth. And you have that part of your dialogue. And we enjoy collaborating with client team members, their CPAs, their attorneys, especially those that they feel that they can enthusiastically endorse. And then you go in and you give a little summary. And in all this, in this regard, what we try to do is make sure that our clients get 12 contacts per year, 4 reviews, 2 of them being in person, and a 1-hour response to problems, 24-hour resolution, and an eye toward having a financial plan and looking at intergenerational planning. So whatever your spiel is, coordinate it as a team. You don't have to put that at the end. You can put it in the beginning. But, you know, that collaborative model that I wanted to share with you today would be part of your pitch. You don't have to show it, but, you know, it's part of your talking points. How's that sound? Make sense?
Sounds good.
So when it's with one of your clients, Joe, you're the conductor. when it's one of Mijanu's key relationships, she's the conductor. And so you both can interchange and maneuver to deliver this whole client-facing capability. And it'd be very polished. Be strong. Okay. All right. Let's kind of end the call today. Let's kind of practice this again next week and spend time doing the drill, and I'll interchange with Joe and Mijanu, and each of you will play the role of conductor and pass the football to, you know, Emir, Nicole, and Denora. Okay?
Okay.
All righty. I've enjoyed being with you today. Okay. You're doing great. Okay, and I know we're advancing, but that's the name of the game. So take care. Talk to you soon.
Thank you.
Thank you, Curtis.